It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
I begin this new series on reclaiming forgiveness by asking you a question. What is your understanding and practice of forgiveness? How you answer this crucial question impacts your relationships. It also reveals your grasp of the gospel. Many discussions about forgiveness expose great confusion and bad theology. It's time we reclaimed a wholesome, biblical understanding and practice of forgiveness. Let's begin by testing your present understanding and practice of forgiveness with four scenarios. Scenario number one, a counselor advises an abused woman. Simply forgive your abuser in your heart, he says. Well, how can I? He doesn't believe or feel that what he did was wrong. Well, nevertheless, you need to forgive him to release yourself and get on with your life. Is that biblical or real forgiveness? Scenario number two, an elderly couple visits an inmate in prison. That inmate had invaded their home, severely beating the husband and terrorizing the wife. As they look at the man who has caused so much pain in their lives, he stares back at them with a smirk, never having shown or spoken anything, indicating remorse for the harm he caused. The victims say, "We forgive you." I ask again, is that real or biblical forgiveness? Scenario number three. A congregational leader has been maliciously slandered by a person in the congregation. The offender will not explain or retract his character-destroying lies. The maligned leader feels obliged to declare, "I forgive you." Is that really forgiveness? Scenario number four. A student pulls out a handgun and shoots his classmates, killing one and wounding three others. The next day, the student body holds up a banner, "We forgive you." These kinds of incidents take place, and many accept these responses as illustrations of forgiveness. But are any of them true, or are any of them biblical forgiveness? Is forgiveness about the victim being released? Can forgiveness take place when the offender has not or will not acknowledge the wrong committed? Do those who are not victims have the standing to forgive the guilty party? What do you think? I'll stir the pot a bit. None of these responses, none of these scenarios illustrate biblical or true forgiveness. We'll explore this in further podcasts. In my writing, speaking, and traveling, there is probably no topic that has generated more discussion, disagreement, and aha moments than this discussion about forgiveness. Forgiveness is at the heart, or near the heart, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, yet so many followers of Jesus are confused about forgiveness. Our Western culture feeds us a cheap substitute in place of biblical forgiveness, and many have swallowed this substitute. Not only do these scenarios represent a false idea of forgiveness, they also lead to damaging and destructive results, which we will expand on later in this series. These destructive results include entrenched alienation from others, unhealthy responses to conflict, deep feelings of guilt in the victims, grotesque burdens laid upon innocent victims, and a hollowed-out appreciation for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The foundation for understanding the forgiveness is in the heart of God. The model for practicing forgiveness is in the actions of God. Let me repeat those two core principles. The foundation for understanding forgiveness can be found in the heart of God. The model for practicing forgiveness is in the actions of God. So that there is no misunderstanding, when we speak about God throughout this series, we are referring to the one true living God who has revealed himself as the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a reference point orienting us toward true forgiveness. In a section of Ephesians on relationships, the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 4, verse 32, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Again, I'll repeat that. Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. He writes something similar in another letter. Colossians 3 verse 13 reads, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. What is the ultimate demonstration of forgiveness? Well, I'm going to propose it's God in Christ forgiving an offending human. This is the model that we are to follow in our relationships with other humans, with each other. How am I to forgive another person? The same way in which God has forgiven me, as God in Christ forgave me. How does God in Christ forgive you? God in Christ forgives you when you acknowledge your wrong, your sin, to Him, and when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is how and when God in Christ forgives the sinner. But you might ask, is forgiveness conditional upon repentance? We'll deal with this later, but for the moment, let me ask you, does God look into the face of the offender who smirks at Him and shows no remorse and say, I forgive you? Does God say, even though you won't acknowledge your wrong, I think I'll just forgive you in my heart so I can be released, feel better about myself, and get on with the rest of my life? Those statements are clearly not how God forgives. What is your understanding and practice of forgiveness? Is it rooted in the heart and actions of God? Or is it some cheap substitute to make you feel better? In the weeks to come, I propose exploring forgiveness with you. And some of the things we will grapple with will be exclusion, the breaking of relationships, the journey back, that's the dynamic of repentance, the embrace, that's the rebuilding of a broken relationship. And what do we do when forgiveness just doesn't happen? The dangers of cheap substitutes, and some common questions we ask about forgiveness. In the next podcast, I want to examine how love and forgiveness are connected, yet distinct.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.